I'm just here. This is your show, babe.
Okay, so I started the audio. All right, shall we start?
Of course. Hello.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Let me do the intro because I have a little one. Welcome to the Strictly Business Casual podcast with Emma Kaur. I have my first guest ever.
Stop. This is such an honor.
Guys, this is so cool. Is it not amazing that I have my first guest already? Her name is Olivia Mussel.
Oh, hello. Welcome. Woo. I am so excited to be on the pod today. I feel, like I said before, truly honored to be the first guest.
You should be honored. I'm just kidding. No, I mean, I've wanted to do a podcast for so long. I mean, in my first episode, you haven't heard it yet. No,
no
one's
I
heard
haven't.
It. But I talked a lot about that. And yeah, today's all about you.
Oh
so
my gosh, stop.
Should we get started?
Absolutely.
Okay, I just want you to introduce yourself because you're genuinely one of the coolest people I've met in DG so far.
Oh my gosh.
And I mean, DG's amazing all around. There's so many cool girls, mm-hmm. but you're really cool.
Oh,
and I hope
stop.
You know that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. yeah, a little intro, a little background. My name's Olivia Mussel. I am a third year here at San Diego State. I joined Delta Gamma first semester my freshman year. What am I studying? I'm studying interior architecture.
Which is so cool.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been the dream since I was literally 8 years old. So
talk about why, like why you like
yeah.
doing that.
So I have always been the creative kid. Like, yeah, I've got a little bit of athleticism, but like hand-eye coordination and all the other stuff, like no sport with a soccer ball or any of that, like,
right.
not my forte. I love art and anything creative. I grew up singing and dancing and all that stuff. And so putting that into, like, a visual art sort of passion was really fun for me as a kid. I did oil painting and I did all these other, like,
super artsy girl.
Yeah, at, mm-hmm. like, age 8. And then I was obsessed with HGTV. I would make houses for my American Girl dolls and my Barbies, and I dress them up and make furniture, and
mm-hmm.
that was like actually Aww, my favorite thing.
That's so cute.
My dad built my sister and I a like a wooden house for American Girl dolls, and it had 6 rooms, and we painted them and we put flooring in them. Like, it was like this whole ordeal, and it was like my favorite thing ever.
That's so cute.
And so kind of going into that more, I would rearrange my room every other day.
Oh, me too.
I was always repainting
it. I loved doing it.
Oh, yeah. Like, I was a big, like, YouTube, like, DIY watcher. Like, that was my...
Lore DIY.
Oh, my gosh. That was my...
My life is Ava.
Kryptonite.
Yeah.
And it honestly shaped me, and now here I am. But I would say that in probably, like, 5th grade, like, when I was 11, I was like, okay, like, this is serious. Like, this is what I want.
Which is insane. Like, how does a 5th grader know that? But
I have no idea. I've been, like, 30 since I was, like, 5, like,
right.
mentally. Like,
mm-hmm.
I've been, like, so excited to be a big girl. So I think that this, like, career inspo was, like, just kind of, like, in the cards for me, and I was just waiting to get there.
Oh, 100%.
So, yeah, the 5th grade yearbook says interior designer underneath my portrait.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's been the dream.
I'm so jealous of you, though.
Oh,
like,
stop.
I wish I knew when I was younger. I mean, that's kind of why I started a podcast, because I, like, don't really know what I want to do. And hopefully by, like, talking to people like you, I could, like, go into a path or see what's going
For
on,
sure.
like, life,
it's
career stuff.
It's so much easier to figure out what you don't want to do.
Yeah.
Than what you do. Like, I feel so lucky to, like, have kind of figured it out from a really young age and just continued on that path. But that's not to say that I won't have other interests and things like that. I'm minoring in digital media studies, so
exactly.
I'm very fascinated by the social media space
yes.
and marketing and all of just everything that comes along with that.
It's so helpful to know that, too. Like, although you have your passion in your digital, what is it, architecture?
Yeah.
Interior architecture. It's good to have the second passion in marketing and stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. I was not built for, like, a 9-to-5 job. You will not catch me in a cubicle at a desk slaving away. That's absolutely not my calling. And I feel grateful to be self-aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
And grateful that there are people that are built for that. But I'm grateful for the creative passions I've been given and loved to do. So I will exercise those, and then everyone else can work a 9-to-5, whatever they need to do.
No, yeah, 100%. I think that I could do a 9-to-5 because I love routine and I love, like, being on a strict schedule. That's why I love, like, school so much. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't love school, but, like, I love the routine of it. I love, like, having to wake up, go to classes, like, figuring out how to, like, schedule my life in ways. And I think, like, a 9-to-5 is good for that because I'm, like, a naturally, like, unmotivated person. Like, if you didn't give me that schedule or, like, if someone didn't give me that, like, I feel like I mean, it depends, like, but I feel like I wouldn't really, like, be good.
No, that's so fair. I have the opposite problem, okay. So, like, let me just, like, throw some of my motivation
okay,
over
thank
here
you. Appreciate
because
it.
I, like, have an excess, and I need to, like, tone it down. Like, okay. I need to take my foot off the gas and just, like, okay, like, let's take a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, definitely very excited to be on this podcast for that digital media kind of space and all that stuff. I think
yeah,
this is a really fun forum to tap into. So, again, very 100%. Grateful to be given this opportunity.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. I want to ask you, why did you choose to come to SDSU?
Amazing question. So I am from San Diego. I'm born and raised, lived here my whole life. San Diego's huge. I have lived here my whole life, and there's still so many areas that I have yet to explore, know nothing about. San Diego's literally from the border to, like, San Clemente, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a wide stretch of land with so many diverse different cultures. You've got mountains, you've got desert, you've got ocean, you've got city, you've got so many different kind of, like, ecosystems that kind of go into each other, which mm-hmm. there's kind of nothing like it, which is what's, I think, draws so many people here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I grew up about 30 minutes north from campus and closer to the beach in Encinitas Carlsbad area, and all of my family either goes really to SDSU or Cal Poly SLO.
Gotcha.
College-wise. So, like, all my older cousins and stuff, like, those are kind of the two schools. So I've grown up kind of with both on my radar. I've visited SLO so many times. In my opinion, SLO and SDSU have very similar cultures
mm-hmm.
and kinds of people and vibes, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But locations are so drastically different.
Yeah, very different.
Cal Poly's, like, agriculture central, and, like, here you have so many
everything.
Other environments.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's why I chose SDSU. I literally was like, I'm from LA. It's kind of like
yes.
the most similar thing to LA. I don't really want to go too far, 2 hours away. Like,
oh,
perfect
absolutely.
For me.
No, mm-hmm. for sure. And so seeing Cal Poly, I was like, okay, like, great school, but, like, I think I'm more fitted here. Also, my mom and all her siblings went here. They were half of them
that's
were
so
in Greek
sweet.
Life, so blood type, definitely Aztec. I, like, coming here was a little bit of a no-brainer. I applied here. I applied to a few Arizona schools, UCs,
okay.
a bunch of schools up and down California, and I got in here and committed the next day.
Amazing. Yeah, SDSU was the only school that I got into that when I opened the application and it said that I got in, I was so excited. Like,
overjoyed, yes.
Overjoyed. Like, literally, there was no other school. And, like, when I was applying, I didn't even know that. But when I opened it, like, I don't know why. It was, like, maybe the shock of getting in.
Yeah.
It was one of the first schools I did get into. But, mm-hmm. like, even though I did or didn't get into other schools, that one was the one that I was like, this is definitely for me. And I barely even toured it. Like,
oh, same.
I didn't do, like, an actual tour. I, like, forced my dad to drive down here, and we just, like, walked around barely. But, like, I saw so many TikToks. Like, honestly, TikTok marketed SDSU for me, like, coming here.
Oh, wait.
And
I
so
can only imagine.
I was, like, overjoyed, like, so excited to come.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, and it exceeded my expectations, honestly.
Good. No, I am so happy with my choice.
Mm-hmm.
Also, so nice being close to home. All my friends are like, oh, my gosh, like, you're from San Diego. Like, why do you go to school here? Like,
mm-hmm.
people who aren't from home. And I'm like, no, like, I'm so blessed to grow up here. And, like,
yeah.
I'm going to stay here for as long as I possibly can until
right.
I literally can't afford it.
So true. Yeah.
So it's been such a great opportunity to, like I said, get to go to school here. My little sister just started going here. She's a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, like, having that family tradition aspect has also just been really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Our parents love it. They love how close we are. They love meeting us halfway and, like, getting lunch and stuff. My dad works literally 10 minutes
exactly.
north. So just having that, like, close-knit community. And all of my extended family that went here, they came to San Diego, went to school here, and then never left. So if that's telling you anything,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
San Diego's the place
yeah.
to be.
Yeah, after being here, like, I talked to my roommates about that, and they're like, I don't think I want to leave. Like, no. As long as I can afford it, like, I think I'm going to stay here as long as possible. Like, I've been looking at internships for the summer to, like, ooh, see if I can, like, stay as long as possible. Because my lease also doesn't end until, like, July 30th.
I was
going to
say, you've got so much time.
So, I do have so much time. And, like, if I don't get an internship, I'm probably just going to, like, have a job in, like, a bikini shop or, like,
oh my gosh, yeah,
something like that to just stay here as long as possible.
It's so worth
like,
it.
I love L.A. It's so similar to San Diego, but, like, I don't know. I think there's just so much more here for me than, like, in L.A., so.
Different vibe, a whole new network of people to connect with.
Yeah, definitely.
And even though I'm from here, like, I still feel like North County and South County, San Diego, like, there's such a different vibe. Like, I feel like North County, there's so much more suburbia and cookie cutter, like, suburban life,
mm-hmm,
as I just said.
Mm-hmm.
And South County, there's so much more opportunity and city and just different intermixings of people and cultures. And I think that's such a cool...
It's so cool. It's so diverse here that,
absolutely,
like, it's exactly what I was looking for, just, like, in a living area in
seriously
general. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah. Amazing. I have a random question for you.
Oh, my gosh.
This is just
answer
a little fun fact question.
Hey, hey.
What's something that, like, you want people to know about you that they don't know?
Ooh.
As in, like, a fun little fun fact about yourself. Like, for example, I had a Slime account when I was younger.
Stop.
And it had,
that's
like,
amazing,
10K followers, and I really wanted to sell it. Like, I would sell it at
hold
school.
Hold on. Whoa.
Oh, yeah, 10K.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I did it with, like, three of my other best friends, but I was, like, a businesswoman, and I, like, kicked them out halfway through it. And I was like, guys, this is my account. I started this. But we got all these followers because we won a giveaway from this really big creator.
Oh.
And so all of her followers, she had, like, a million followers. Yeah, all of her followers came to our account.
They were
like,
look at this up-and-coming slime
yeah,
creator.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to support her.
So I've been a young businesswoman from the start. Like, this was this sixth grade, I think? Yeah, maybe sixth grade.
Wow.
And it lasted a while. I had my own little, like, Shopify account.
Did people at school, like, know about it, too? Like, was this, like, a known thing?
It wasn't, like, that big of a deal.
Okay.
No, I wasn't, like, cool for it. But I, like, would sell it occasionally at school. I really wanted to sell it online, but, like,
oh,
it didn't take off for me. So
okay,
I just didn't want to do that.
And I'm sure as a small business, you were making it all in-house.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I would beg my dad to drive me to Michael's, like, every single weekend. Or he would, like, what he does for work is he buys and sells parts for, like, manufacturing. We, like,
yes,
talked about this.
Yes, we did.
And his job is to, like, find the cheapest items, like, in bulk.
Okay.
And so he would find the cheapest, like, in bulk items for my slimes.
So he's a frugal guy.
And so he's a frugal guy. He's taught me that ever since then. And it's just, like, you know, you gotta buy in bulk and, like, save so much money.
Stop. Okay.
Yeah.
Funny you talking about that. I love a good deal. I love a thrift find. I love a sale.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm,
when I'm buying something on sale, I want to buy it more than if it's not.
Oh, yeah.
Because the girl
course
math in me is like, I'm spending money, but I'm spending less.
Yes.
So I appreciate this frugal spirit. I was also raised that way, so
mm-hmm,
can fully relate to you on that. I will see something and be like, okay, I'm going to think about it for 2 months and then it'll go on sale. I'm like, okay, I want it now. Like,
immediately, yes.
Oh, mm-hmm, for sure. Sorry, to answer your question, something interesting about me that I would want people to know but they wouldn't really know.
Yeah, it can be deep, too. You don't have to, you know, have
yeah
a slime account or...
No, literally, that. How do I follow that? Come on.
Well, I thought about it kind of hard. I was like,
okay.
No, don't think hard. Just, like...
Okay. Something interesting about me. I am, like, a huge nerd.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is something people know about me, like, off the bat, unless we're, like, really close or anything.
Okay.
But that's just something that, like, I love learning.
What do you nerd out about?
It's many things.
Yeah.
So, like, learning in general, that I think that's why I love school so much. It wasn't about, like, how hard my classes were or, like, what... I don't know, like, learning things, like, just
definitely
acquiring knowledge. Like, I just love being a sponge and, like, soaking up new things.
Amazing.
So.
I wish it came that easy for me.
Oh, my gosh. I did not say it came easy. This is, like, this is just pure interest.
Yeah.
But I love geography.
Oh.
Like, I'm
a... Wow. Yes. That's so impressive, though, because if you asked me to, like, spot where, like, Sri Lanka is on the map, I definitely couldn't tell you.
It's a little island off the coast of India.
Yeah. No, I actually asked my roommate... Actually, the only reason I bring that up is because, like, I wanted to know the other day, and, you know, that's how I know. It's just... Geography is not good for me, like, literally at all.
See, I love it. It's, like, one of my favorite
things. No, that's amazing.
Because I think also, like, that stems from me wanting to travel. It's also, like, knowing what's out there and the world around me, I think.
It's so necessary. Yeah. I wish we learned it more in school. Like, I wish I was forced to learn the geography of things. Maybe I could have taken a class in college and, like, figured it out. But,
apparently it's hard here. I have had friends take geography. It's not easy.
No, I've also heard that. So I will not be doing that, but... Maybe whenever I sit on airplanes when I'm going somewhere, I stare at the map and I'm like kind of like testing myself. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I still don't even know all the states. Like, it's that bad. Like, I know all of them, obviously, but like, I don't know where they are.
Stop, Kate.
And
story.
I'm sure a lot of you who are listening can attest to that too.
Oh, for sure. Kate,
it's tough.
In relation to that, freshman year, me, my roommate, and one of her friends, I got out three pieces of my giant, like, sketchbook paper from one of my, like, art classes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, draw the United States. And we all went in three different areas. We had, I think we were, like, doing it in 2 minutes. Or, like, we gave ourselves a time limit.
That's
had to draw out the states and, like, where they were. Literally, we brought them all back. And, like, mine was, like, pretty filled out.
Okay.
And theirs were literally just, like... There's just a hole in the middle. Mm-hmm, like, they got, like, California and Texas and, like, New York, but, like, everything else, they're just, like,
see?
I don't know.
Exactly.
They're, like, I couldn't tell you any of the Midwest states. I'm, like, it was so funny what they were naming them, how they spell everything. Yeah. Like, and mine was not correct either, like,
right
at this time.
But. I mean, but I'm sure that you were better than, it's okay. I feel like there needed to be, like, something in seventh grade, like a full-on exam.
Something.
Like, something, because we are from the U.S. Like, come on. Like, we should probably know, because I know, okay, I went to France for my graduation trip.
Ooh.
After high school.
Okay.
And we were just going to bars, like, hanging out. We're legal there. We were just going to bars, like, meeting people from all over the world, and we met these people from Denmark, and they questioned us. They were like, okay, guess where we're from, and I guess, like, Netherlands, blah, 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 and they were like, where is it on the map? Like, where is that? They, like, obviously, like, they were, like, trying to flirt, like, be fun, but, like, I went into a spiral, because I was like, they know where everywhere in the U.S. is. They told me. And I don't even know where Denmark is, where they're from. Like, how is, like, our education system is so just...
So U.S. focused.
It is.
Very U.S. focused.
It really is.
Whereas I feel like there's so many other countries that have such focus on everywhere. And, like, all of the different countries and, like, major proponents in the economy and tourism and all that stuff. I wouldn't know what I know if I didn't learn it myself.
Exactly. Which, amazing on you, because...
Oh, thank you.
I'm glad that you have a background in that, because I definitely don't. Oh my God. That was so fun. I love that conversation. But I'm going to move on, because I want to hear more about your blog.
Ooh.
And that is partially why I brought you on here, because it's so amazing. And I've tried to read almost... all of them.
Oh my gosh, that's impressive. There's so many.
Okay, not almost all of them. Like, maybe a solid, I don't know, I read a lot of them last night. But I want to ask about the context behind that and just, like, hear about what you have to say about it. And then I'll just, like, ask the other questions.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. As Emma just segued into, I started a blog. It's called Help a Girl Out. And I started it on January 1st of 2023. So the blog is a little bit over a year old. And like I talked about previously, I'm very creative and I love the digital media space and art in all forms. And I did the YouTube route ever so slightly in roughly fifth or sixth grade. So, like, while you were running your slime empire, I was like, here's my room tour.
Oh, are you curious how I have that camera? Because I was also a YouTube girly at that time, too.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, I tried. I did. I really did try. I've had that camera since I was in sixth grade, and in fact was trying to become a YouTuber. Did not pop off like Emma Chamberlain did.
Happens.
Yeah, I really wanted to be a dope girl. It didn't work out for me.
Okay, stop. You just unlocked a part of my brain.
Right? Exactly.
The dope girls.
The dope girls. The dope brand trips were insane. Anyway.
Sorry. So I had like, I think I uploaded maybe two YouTube videos. There was Olivia's Awesome Room Tour. And back when I still had, like, my trundle day bed,
my sister had a trundle.
Like, that video is a time capsule. Mm-hmm. And then I also did, DIY duct tape clutch. Like, I was a duct tape crafter for a little bit there. Again, not many views were gotten, not many comments, not many subscribers. This was more so just me living out, like, my Bethany Moda fantasy.
The effort was there, though.
Right. And even at that age, I knew I was like, video editing is not for me. I do not enjoy editing. I do not enjoy watching all of this back and compiling it. Like, if I were to be any sort of YouTuber, I would need someone to do all of that for me because, like, I find it so difficult and I don't enjoy it at all. Mm-hmm. So completely understand why there are content creators out there that have someone editing and doing all of it for them.
I wish I could be rich enough where, like, at the end of the day, you film it, you're the talent, and then you just, like, give it to an editor, and then they're like, oh, here, perfect.
Rephrase, when you're rich enough.
Okay, thank you.
Rephrase, hold on.
Yeah, exactly. When.
Exactly. We manifest over here. So I knew that video format, long form content was not for me. Mm-hmm. Then Musical.ly came out, and then it turned into TikTok, and short form content just like blew up on.
Popped off.
Across the internet, and everyone was doing it. It became so accessible, so relatable, and you can literally pull out your phone and you're considered a content creator. You don't need Final Cut Pro or a YouTube channel and a domain and all this stuff. And that accessibility was so fascinating to me. And I was like, wow, like maybe I could do that. So I do make a few TikToks here and there. A lot of them promote the blog or they're just like what I'm wearing that day.
I was just going to say your outfit of the day TikToks. Oh, I see them.
I love them. They're so fun. It's really funny propping the phone up on campus and someone like walking through and they're like, oh, you look so cute. And I'm like so embarrassed.
Thanks, queen. Actually an influencer.
You know, just me doing my due diligence.
It's okay. They probably think you are an influencer. Like, who knows? Would they know?
That's the thing. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. They would never know.
Fake it until you make it.
There we go. Mm-hmm. When you're famous. Right. That manifestation. Exactly. So started making short form content. And again, still don't love video editing, but then I was like, okay, I love to talk. I yap all the time. I can talk about anything. I can talk to a wall. That's just how I am. Mm-hmm. And I have this internal monologue going on in my head all the time that is mostly an external monologue. My family will tell you, my roommates will tell you, I talk to myself all of the time.
Me too.
They will go like, what? Or they'll say like, yeah, Liv? And I'm like, no. Like, this is me, myself, and I. The three of us are having a conversation together. There are three of me, and we are conversing. We're having a group little chat.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I could either do, like, podcast route, which is why this is so fun and appealing to me, and I'm so excited about this.
Thanks.
Or I could just write down all my words. So then I was like, wait, let's just write them down. And then I realized, I was like, okay, like, what would I want to call this? And then I figured out, like, okay, blog format would be really good. And then I decided on Help a Girl Out. The main mission behind Help a Girl Out is to learn from each other and grow together. So, like, this guest situation, I have so many different friends and people on my blog. Because there's so many experiences that other people live and can relate to that I have not experienced. Right. And not only are they good to be educated on and know about, like, I can't personally relate, but I find them to be so helpful for all readers and things like that. So I started kind of doing like more journal entry based content. Some of these are like journal entries straight from my laptop, like, and it's like a personal diary and you're getting a literal excerpt from my mind. Other ones are like very anxiety based, talking about how I cope with anxiety and my tips and things that I find work for me. Others are like one of my best friends. We did, this was one of the first entries. We did Ella's Eras Tour. And so she picked songs that relate to different years of her life.
Oh my God.
So it was like we did her life as a Taylor Swift Eras Tour.
Wait, that's so cute.
So like when she was younger, like she talked about like Never Grow Up and like all these other songs. And then as we got to present day, like how you kind of relate to different songs as you age. So that was like a really cool entry to do.
I'd want to see like her updated one.
Oh my gosh, yeah, because it's over a year old now, so I guarantee that there's been some shifts. But
oh, for sure.
So that was like a really cool curated one to do, and then one of my good friends, we did like her book recommendations, like How to Survive College. I've done a lot about creativity. Definitely write a little bit about boys, obviously, of course.
Yes, of course. I mean,
exactly. This blog also has been so therapeutic for me. Like just writing it and putting it out there is a form of therapy for me, 100%. If no one read it, I wouldn't even care.
No, literally, that's what I said in my first podcast. I was like, I don't care if anybody, like, listens to this podcast or watches it regardless. I was like, this is just to highlight my journey throughout college. And I feel like that's exactly what your blog is. It's seriously, just highlighting the growth in you and just in your friends as well. And
absolutely.
Like, you don't know how much, like, that is inspiring to me, though.
Oh,
like,
stop.
No, because I feel like a lot of girls in college can feel like it is a really lonely experience. And, like, just by you having, like, putting yourself out there, like, can help a lot of people. And I want, like, more people to know about it because it is, like, so, it's just amazing. It just
thank
really
you.
Is. Yeah.
Thank you. And, oh, thank you. That's really sweet. And along those lines, too, like, I practice what I preach. Like,
right.
I'm rereading my blog entries weekly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not just spewing all of this advice because I'm all-knowing and I know what's going on. No, like, I'm having, like, revelations. I'm having, like, full-on, like, oh, my gosh, I figured this out and I need to share it with everybody because I deal with this every day. So having that forum and creating this community of people that we all just want to help each other, we're all just trying to help a girl out. For lack of, I know it's a little bit on the nose.
It's so cute, though.
But it's true.
It's true.
So, again, I have found so much incredible support and community through this brand that I've started to build and would love to see grow immensely in the future. But, yeah, that's kind of, like, the blog origin story. That's my spiel.
No, you killed that. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Everybody, please go check it out. Whoever's listening right now,
yeah.
Because you are genuinely such, like, a captivating writer.
You.
And, like, you sound so smart on the blog. And, like, obviously you are smart. But, like, you should write a book, low-key. Because
feel
like that would be so cool for you to, like, go in that path.
That would be cool. Become an author?
Yeah. And just, like, going on book tours. And like,
ooh, I like this.
I don't know.
Let's manifest that too.
Yeah,
follow.
I'll put it in my.
Yeah, shameless plug. Follow Help a Girl Out blog on Instagram and then helpagirloutblog.com on whatever internet service you use. But that's how you find me.
Yeah. I want to talk about, like, you told me the other day that you felt like that you were, like, the big sister in a lot of your, because you are a big sister, obviously.
Oh, yes,
but
I am.
That, like, you were that for a lot of your friends when you were growing up and just now in general.
Yes.
And I have a big sister, and it's just, like, she's my best friend ever, and I hope to bring her on the podcast.
Ooh,
shout out, Alex. But
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, no, I feel like I value that big sister figure so much in my life, and that you are that for a lot of girls, like, is just so great. Do you want to, like, talk a little bit more about
that? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Wait. That's so... Yeah. Of course. Yeah. So, I am the big sister. I was the guinea pig kid growing up. I did everything first. And my younger sister, she's 2.5 years younger than me. And we are super different in so many ways. But our upbringing and, like, the way we were raised, like, really holds us together. Like, no matter how far apart we would get, like, there's always this grounding foundation that we have, like, with each other, which is something that, like, we like, have an understanding.
Oh, of course.
You know what I mean?
My sister and I have fought so much and have, like, there's just so much going on between us. But we know that at the end of the day, like, we have each other. She's my best friend.
Seriously.
Like, for example, one time, like, I spilled ramen in her car. And
timeline. Like, when was this?
This was in high school. This was when I was a freshman and she was a junior.
Okay.
And so we were both very, like, teenagery and, like, so, like, livid at each other all the time.
Stop. That age gap for me and my sister, you're, like, activating my PTSD.
No, literally.
Like,
it was,
like, such a time.
That was such a time. And it was insane because I was starving after school, and she was like, okay, let's go get ramen. And I was like, okay, lit. Like, thank you. Because she had to drive me to school every single day.
Yes.
And even that was, like, pushing her over the edge because she wanted to, like, carpool with her friends, but she had to carpool with her little sister. But it
this
was
sounds
funny.
All too familiar. This
yeah,
sounds
exactly.
really familiar.
And that day, she didn't have to drop anyone off, thank God. But we went to go get ramen, and she was like, Emma, like, we're on the highway. Maybe we shouldn't open the ramen right now. And I fully spilled it all over her car, all over me, and, like, I was just scream crying, like, it was just really, really bad.
Oh,
like,
no.
And we were just fighting, and, like, oh, it was bad. That was, like, probably one of our worst fights
oh,
ever.
God, that's so traumatic.
And it was really traumatic, but, like, it's the truth. And I don't know how we got here, but I just know that always, like, even though I did fight a lot with my sister, that, like, we would come back and just be like, hey, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You shouldn't have opened that in my car, but I love you, and, like, whatever, as long as you clean it, you'll be fine. Like,
right.
I guess what I'm trying to get at is, like,
you're like, with all of that being said,
you know, you guys, you get what I mean. Like, having that sister in your background, like, it just adds a whole nother level of, like, being a person in society, I think. And yeah.
Yeah. Having that foundation for sure, like we were talking about, is something that I will never take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And
me too.
When you catch me doing that, you tell me because
right.
It's so special. But that big sister energy, I've always been so maternal and so, like, help a girl out. Like,
yeah.
I love helping people. That's just how I am.
And because you were the older sister, I talked to my sister about this all the time. You've had to have that maternal instinct growing
yeah.
up. Because your parents, because you're the older one, puts a different level of responsibility
oh,
on
for
you.
Sure.
That, I mean, I had a lot of responsibilities growing up, like, obviously, but not as nearly as much as my sister, and I, like, value her for that so
yeah.
much because I've looked up to her, and, like, she teaches me so much, and, like, I'm sure that
absolutely.
Your little sister does, too.
And
but,
for,
yeah.
No, exactly, and with Alex, too, I'm sure that she could agree with this,
mm-hmm.
like, I can almost probably guarantee it, but some of that, like, responsibility and pressure is, like, we put it on ourselves.
Yeah,
you know
definitely.
What I mean? Like, it's all, like, in our head because, like, of course, like, your parents, like, oh, you're the first kid, like, whatever,
mm-hmm.
that, like, comes with those stereotypes and those things, but at the end of the day, as I started to grow up, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I have so much more autonomy over my own mind than I really thought I did,
mm-hmm.
and wait, like, I don't have to be perfect, and I don't have to be all of these things, so I
yeah.
think that also comes with age and time, so, but I think that's such, like, an older sister stigma. I see TikToks all the time about, like, oh, like, older sister, like, this is how they are,
mm-hmm.
and da-da-da-da, you
yeah.
know what I mean, like, and, of course, I save them because they're relatable. But I'm like, we don't have to be this way. Like, we can, like, let loose a little bit and, like,
yeah.
not be so, like, because I feel like older sisters sometimes have the rep of being, like, a little bit, like, uptight and, like, really put together. But, like, and am I those things sometimes? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I am an older sister.
Well, when you grow up like that and, like, I mean, I don't know much about your, like, how your parents were when you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
But I know for my parents, like I said earlier, they did put, like, a lot of responsibilities on my
mm-hmm.
sister, and she does also have a lot of those maternal instincts,
mm-hmm.
like you do, and she, like, says to me all the time, like, I'm literally, like, your second mom, and I'm like, I mean, yes, but, like, I don't know, like, it's hard when, like, your sister says that to you, but it's, like, true, because,
yeah.
like, she did, like, I remember growing up, there was just so much stuff that she did do for me,
oh, yeah.
like, driving me to school every day,
mm-hmm.
and just, like, different things like that.
See, like, Delaney gets mad at, my sister's name is Delaney, I don't know if I said that, Delaney gets mad at me for, like, being another parent. She's like, I already have two, I don't need a third. I'm like, okay,
mm-hmm.
okay, like, that's, like, how it is with us. Like, sometimes, like, I'll catch myself, and it's just, like, my
oh,
protective
same.
Maternal instinct, and she's like,
I feel that.
Olivia, I have two parents, I love you, but please stop. And I'm like, okay, here we go. But beyond my sister, these maternal instincts and, like, loving, nurturing energy really blossomed in DG for
mm-hmm.
me. When I became the vice president of member education, I was on our executive board for from sophomore year spring semester to fall semester of, like, this past year, so, like,
mm-hmm.
sophomore to junior year. And it was actually one of the coolest, best things I've ever gotten to do in my life. And I was basically a mom to 160 new members, Emma being one of them.
Yeah.
She's one of 160, and she's lovely.
Thank you.
And that was such a cool experience to get to be like a role model and a mentor and a resource for all of you. And the one thing that I love about leadership is I feel like it gets this rep of like, oh, like you can be bossy and you can be this and that and you just want to be the top dog. It's like, no, like I like being in leadership roles because I get to learn from everybody around me. Like I learned way more from all of you than you probably did from me. And no, I'll take that away for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's like the type of mindset I go into with leadership. And I think that is, in my opinion, the only way to go about it, because you want to foster those connections. And also, like, I want to, like, help you guys become leaders and, like, foster those ideas in you and, like, get you in that headspace as best that as I could. But, no, I literally would drop anything for you guys. I tell you this all the time. No, no, and you know it, too. Like, I loved you guys with my whole heart. I say loved like it's not anymore. Like, still love you all.
Yeah.
So if any of my fall 23s are listening, I love you all dearly. And getting to be all of your moms is great practice for when I have real kids of my own. So
no, even though I went into DG as a sophomore, it was still such a nerve-wracking experience, like, going into it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Obviously, like, I had some friends in DG already, but going into a group, like, just cold turkey or, like, just thrown into it.
Right.
Like, obviously, there's things put in place for DG for us to, like, be making friends and stuff like that.
Right, to connect and, yeah.
But it's hard. It was really hard. I remember that. Like, I mean, it was really hard. But I just remember, like, when you were at the meetings, like, looking at you, I was like, oh, it's, like, way easier, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. Like, you did have that, like, super calming, like, essence about you that, like, if I was to be in, like, a chapter meeting or just something, and I would look at you, I'd be like, oh, okay, like, this is way more chill than I thought.
Oh, good. Yeah. Like, that's what we want you to feel.
Because I also, I have social anxiety a lot of the time, and so I, like, I'm always, not always, but you kind of do have that, like, little bug in your ear, like, kind of whining at you and being like, okay.
That hyper-awareness, like, that always
exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. And jumping into, like, a sorority, obviously, like, it's supposed to be to make friends and, like, but that kind of had its own pressure in itself where it was like, okay, I'm not making friends, like, immediately right now, so what am I doing wrong?
Right, like, these girls are supposed to be my friends. Yeah. We're all supposed to have things in common and, like, be like-minded, and I can't even make friends with these people? Like, what am I doing? But
did you feel that at all when you were first joining?
A little bit, just because there's so much new information. Going back to, like, learning and being a sponge, like, I was just soaking everything up, and I was
It was really stressful at first, I'm not going to lie. Like, the amount of things that you're thrown at you, like, obviously when you're a new member, they, like, don't really put, they're not like, you have to do this, this, and this. Like, they're definitely more easy on you.
There's no pressure. Yeah, it's more but, just so, like, you're learning all these things.
Yeah, it just, it was a lot. Like, every week, I just remember we had a chapter meeting, and then we also had the new member meetings, and just, like, whatever would go on, like, during the week, too. It just felt like, obviously, I wanted to be there, and I, like, wanted to do everything I could, but it just, like, it was hard initially, like, balancing it all, and, like, if you guys are watching or listening, and, like, if you did go through recruitment or you did join a new sorority, like, I'm sure you relate to that a lot because it's tough, and, like, if you do want to join a sorority, just know that, like, don't put too much pressure on it, and you'll find where you want to be eventually, and it'll all work out.
Yeah, I think that goes for any new experience, honestly. Like, putting yourself in a new situation, first of all, like, be aware of the fact that, like, you're making yourself uncomfortable, and that's a good thing. You're growing from that.
Yeah, definitely. I'm a very social person, like you said. Like, I can yap to whoever. it's just, like, the initial, like, going up to someone, really, and just, like, I don't know. I just, like, get in my head about that. Like, oh, do they even want to, like, be my friend?
Yeah.
Like, just things like that. And I know, like, DG is really chill, but still.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like, starting, it's hard. But once you get in, you're like, okay, okay, okay. Like, you get into your groove, you're, like, you're settled and you sit. Mm-hmm. No, I completely relate to that. With DG, I think there's just so many people that, like, it feels overwhelming, too. And, again, any sorority environment, too. Like, there's just so many girls and you're just trying to kind of find your people in the process of that. And I have every kind of friend in DG. I've met every kind of person. I feel so lucky to be a part of such an authentic, diverse group of women where if I wanted to go rock climbing, I could literally call someone and they'd rock climb. I could call someone who used to fence when they were a kid.
What?
Emma Corr had a slime business in sixth grade. Anybody have a kid that they're babysitting who wants to make slime? Hit her up.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, there's so many different interconnecting networks, and sometimes that can feel overwhelming, too. Like, wow, like, there are so many different kinds of people. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the world, like, got smaller in, like, a really comforting way because I feel like we all were bonded under, like, the same values. And we're like, okay, we're all here for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
And I would not have met half of you if it weren't for Delta Gamma. And also, there are so many people where I'm like, oh, my God, somehow you're from Colorado, but you know my grandpa's fishes, dogs, lizards, pet dog. Like, right. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. there's so many little interconnecting factors.
No, but that's what I love about you, too, is, like, you are so willing to find those connections in people. And that's, like, that's just so, like, valuable, too, because you never know who you can meet and, like, who you do know, especially. Yeah. I mean, you are from San Diego, and I'm sure you probably knew a lot of people, like, coming into SDSU.
There were, like, 10 in my high school graduating class.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah. For me, it was two other girls, but, like, I wasn't really close with them. And
like, acquaintances, maybe?
Yeah, we
bit?
Were acquaintances. Cool. I still knew that, like, I could text them and be like, hey, if there was anything, like, super, like, crazy going on.
Like, first week move-in, like, get lunch or something.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, it was literally like that, but, yeah, no, it was, for me, freshman year, it was really tough. I'm going to have a full another episode about my freshman year because I honestly, it was like, it was, I really knew that I liked SDSU in itself.
Yes.
And that's why I didn't want to transfer, but I was having like a lot of like mental like battles going on.
It's such a formative year. Yeah. And you're going through so many like mental changes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're taking on all this new responsibility that, like, I hope you know how relatable that is. And
yeah,
everyone
100%.
Copes with that in their own right. And some people choose to show it. Some people choose to be very mm-hmm. vulnerable about it. And I appreciate your willingness to be vulnerable because
yeah.
I guarantee that everyone in a 5-mile radius needs to hear that.
Yeah, definitely.
Me included.
Yeah, and so that's why for sophomore year, like, when I was going through the rush process, I was like, because before my brain was so like closed-minded and mm-hmm. it was just like it was not in the right headspace.
But it's a defense mechanism. You're trying to protect yourself.
It really is. And going in the second time, like, I think I was opened up to so many more opportunities because my mind was open.
You had a year of experience.
Exactly.
And you were, like, settled. You're like, okay, like, I think I can do this.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And I don't think I could have done it freshman year. Like, be in a sorority, honestly.
No, so fair.
Like, to be honest. I don't know if, like, I could have not handled it, but, like, I'm a deep-down sensitive person.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I don't know, even just, like, getting, not rejected, what's the word?
Dropped.
Dropped.
Yeah.
Dropped from recruitment.
Or not asked back.
Yeah.
Politely declined. How do they, like, reject you on a college letter? Like, they say it in, like, the nicest way possible.
Oh, I regret to inform you, babe.
that.
Yeah,
yes,
I regret to inform you. Yeah, it was tough initially, but I'm glad that I got here. And
I was gonna say, look at you now.
Yeah, I don't know. I still feel like there's so many more people to meet at DG and just like meet in general, and that's why I've like branched out so much in my sophomore year, and I'm like so proud that I've done that. Not that like I feel like I couldn't do it last year. But I was just so in my head about everything that I felt like I was just, like, held back in a way.
No, and that's okay. That's, like, you're working through your own stuff so that mm-hmm. you can be a better person, not only for yourself but everyone else. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, if you've got internal stuff going on, like, you can't expect yourself to be there for everybody else.
Yeah,
like,
that's definitely.
So unrealistic, and your social battery's low, and you're just trying to survive at that point. So when you're in survival mode.
Oh, yeah, I was low-key in survival mode.
Oh, when you're in survival mode, all you're thinking about is, like, eat, sleep, live, and just figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, FIFO, like, truthfully.
Literally. Like, I just remember even going to the gym. Like, that was the hardest task for me to even, like, get up out of bed even and just, like, do something with my day. Because a lot of the time, like, I wasn't even going to my classes. Like, I know what was going on with me, but, like, I don't know. It was a time. I'll get into that more in another episode. We don't have to trauma dump today.
Oh, my gosh, stop.
But, okay, I want to ask, what did I just say? I want to talk about one of the blog posts that I read.
Okay,
because I have a couple questions.
Ooh.
And I loved the How to Grow in 2024 podcast because I'm trying to grow a lot in 2024.
Ooh, okay.
And I'm sure a lot of people are. I'm currently, like, dieting a little bit more. I'm going to the gym a lot more. Cool. Just, like, different things, like, trying to grow my mindset. I've been reading a lot more.
Nice.
Trying new hobbies like this. This is, like, going to be a new thing for me.
Amazing.
But can you just talk about more, like, what the growth mindset means to you and,
of
like,
course.
What that even is?
Yeah, so for the full entry, please look on the blog for it.
It's so good.
Thank you. I no joke wrote it sitting in my car. I'm sitting on the top of the Lake Murray parking lot. And I just had my phone on voice to text, and I was, like, enjoying the nature and feeling inspired, and I literally just spoke it into my phone and then put on my little Grammarly on my computer when I got home and edited it. But that was such, like, a raw conversation that I had with myself.
Mm-hmm.
Growth mindset is so important to me. It's one of those things where you don't really understand it until you feel it, and then you feel the success and the effects of it, and you're like,
mm-hmm.
wow, I'm such a better person now that I think this way.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Growth mindset is seeking out opportunities. Well, this is my personal definition, and mm-hmm. in the blog I talk about how, like, my definition has changed over the years as I've continued to grow, but right now I feel like my growth mindset is constantly putting yourself in uncomfortable situations and or continuing to check in with yourself and be like, okay, am I staying stagnant, like, in
right.
my life? Like, what's my trajectory? Where am I going? What's my direction? And constantly putting yourself in growing situations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, this podcast, this is new for you. You're growing and evolving and learning from this experience, and that's amazing. You're practicing your growth mindset. Also, staying stagnant in your life and kind of, like, if you find yourself that you've, like, plateaued a little bit mentally,
yeah. mm-hmm.
physically, wherever you're at in your career path or your lifestyle, just change one thing.
Yeah.
Literally one thing.
I think that's something that I wish I knew last year was mm-hmm. just, like, I think I was just so putting pressure on, like, the whole idea of, like, just certain things in life that, like, I didn't, like, come back to myself and be like, okay, just try something else,
yeah.
like, different in your life. I think that's really valuable.
Self-reflection can be really hard sometimes, mm-hmm. but changing one thing, that could be, like, your breakfast, or, okay, I'm going to start reading, or mm-hmm. I'm not going to look at my phone before bed. Like, change one thing in your mm-hmm. life and see what happens.
Definitely.
Because as you start to make these little changes, okay, this is what you don't do. You don't scroll on TikTok and see all of these people who are living the life you want to live and then wake up and be like, okay, I'm going to wake up at 6 a.m.
Yeah,
and then I'm going to
exactly.
go to the gym, and then I'm going to... No, because you're going to wake up and then feel discouraged because
definitely.
You're tired and the alarm's going off and it's dark outside still, and you're like, okay, I feel defeated and I failed. And then you feel even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Change one thing. Literally change one thing. The two main things that I talk about in that blog post are habits and hobbies, and how forming habits and finding hobbies, if you don't already have them, are such incredible ways to grow.
Right.
I talk about it, like, short-term and long-term, okay, because, like, the post is, like, growing in 2024, so I have, like, more, like, long-term, like, mm-hmm. growth, and then also short-term things that can build off each other. If you're finding that, like, your hobbies and things you're interested in are changing, that's completely normal. You're growing. Congrats, you're growing, you're aging. That's a privilege to get to do and experience these different, like, for lack of a better word, like, chapters of your life.
For sure.
And as you're growing and changing, your hobbies change. Like, for example, when I was 5, I loved playing with Barbie dolls.
Right.
Do I love playing with Barbie dolls anymore? Not the same way I used to.
But I do love a Barbie.
But I do. I do love a little doll, and that's okay. Now I love to play guitar and thrift, and mm-hmm. I have so many other hobbies that, I love to do, and hobbies aren't meant to be chores. A hobby is not something you check off on a list or a requirement for your day. A hobby
right.
is something that you feel in the mood to do, and you do it because it makes you feel good. Habits are a little bit different. Habits give you that structure. Like you said, you're like, if I didn't have a school schedule or a 9-to-5
yeah.
sort of structure, I would do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so relatable, too. There are days where I wake up and I'm like, wow, I'm unmotivated and lazy, and I just want to watch Gossip Girl and eat until I fall asleep. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, we all have those moments.
And I do have those moments.
And they're okay to have. It's okay to have those moments. But giving yourself habits to try to form just is helpful in itself. Like one of these habits that I have four, and I track them on my Notion. I think I talked about that. Notion is, if you don't know, like an organizational software where you basically can kind of plan your life, but it's super customizable and really like the interface is super user friendly. It's okay. Super cool. Look into it. I will probably do Thank a future you. Blog post on it, so stay tuned for that.
Oh, nice.
But I absolutely love it. And I track four habits on there. One is reading. One is running/walking. The other one is stretching. And the other one is my sleep, like how much sleep I'm getting.
Okay.
And tracking those, they're not requirements. It's not like, okay, I have to do all four. It's like, oh, like see what I'm doing, see what I'm feeling. And that has been so nice and fun to do. Me and my friend Ella, we do a monthly book club. That's been really fun.
Where's my invite?
Stop, do you want to join?
Yes, actually.
Oh my God, wait, we'll clue
you in. No, I was going to add, like, a segment in my podcast of, like, monthly book club. Not even gonna lie.
We're doing it so that at the end of the year we have, like, 12 books that I'm going to, like, do a blog entry on and, like, put our reviews. Wait, join. I'll clue you in.
So good.
Stop. We could always use more editions. Wait, Yay. Love. Okay. So we had, like, a book in February and we had a January book. So now we're doing, like, our March novel. We haven't decided yet because it's still early.
Okay.
But basically, we read the book, and then we talk about it, and mm-hmm. we rate it, and, like, kind of write our 2 cents, and then I'm going to compile all this at the end. But reading has been such a fun thing. Reading, you could be reading a children's book, and you feel smarter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter what you're reading. It could be a literal picture book. You feel smarter reading.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I speak better. I feel like I have more of a, like, interesting vernacular when I read. And, mm-hmm. again, like...
It just makes you smarter at the end of the day.
Right. Same with, like... how you feel when you wear glasses, you know what I mean? Like they could be fake glasses, they could be real mm-hmm. glasses, like that just makes you feel smarter. For those of you probably don't know this, they're probably meeting me for the first time, let's be real. Yeah. I have contact lenses and
oh, same. Normally, well, I used to not, so
yes, same. So I got glasses when I was 13 months old. No, yeah, like I've been blind since forever. Like I started walking and I couldn't see, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, how did your parents know that? How did they know you couldn't really say
just
much?
Bashing into walls.
No, so that a little bit. But my left eye was just cross-eyed.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just kind of had a little funny look on my face all the time and my eye was turned in, and then my parents are like, what is she looking at? They're like, oh, she can't see anything. So I've had That's glasses so sad. Forever. And I always felt smart growing up because I had glasses and all the cool Mm-hmm. like smart people wore glasses. Anyways, I'm getting so off topic. But how to grow in 2024, wear glasses. No. But anywho, talking about habits and hobbies are definitely like my two main things that mm-hmm. I dive into for sure. Finding hobbies. If you say you don't have hobbies, you're lying to me. You're lying straight to my face. Mm-hmm. If you think you're an uninteresting person and you don't have any hobbies and all you do is work or do school,
mm-hmm.
you have hobbies, trust me. The music taste that you have can be a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you grew up, like, you can have hobbies based around, like, that sort of thing. Like, if you like to go try new coffee shops, like,
those are such a hobby. Yeah.
Utilize them.
Like, definitely.
Doing your makeup. Like, there's so many different hobbies that you might not even categorize as such. And for me, like, that's such a fun thing to, like, try new things.
Yeah.
And then
I agree. Your
habits that you form, again, like, change one thing. Like, literally change just one little thing. And that will create this ripple effect of change and inspiration and motivation of, wow, like, I enacted beneficial change in my life. And I have motivation now to do so because I see it impact me positively. And
right.
It just takes that one little step to, you don't have to, like, buy all new groceries from Whole Foods.
Yeah, exactly.
And start, like, a 30-day workout challenge or do everything that you mm-hmm. think is going to make you that incredible person. Like, getting 1% better is all you can ask.
No, one of the biggest pieces of advice that I got at the beginning of this year, I don't even know where I saw it from, but it was, like, create weekly challenges for yourself rather than, like, start an entire new diet plan or a new workout plan. Mm-hmm. For the entire year, because if you don't do it for one day of the whole year, you're going to be like, okay, well, I ruined this, so now I have to stop. No, if you just mess up one day in your week, then that's really not that big of a deal.
Absolutely.
So if you make weekly challenges for yourself, then you're going to hit minor goals, which then you're going to hit, like, major goals.
I love this. Do you mm-hmm. have – it's okay, it's Monday,
mm-hmm.
start of the week.
Yeah.
Do you have a weekly challenge for this week?
So lately, my weekly challenge has been cook pretty much every single day, like Ooh. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But I've allotted at least like 2 or 3 meals of like not cooking.
Okay.
Which is so attainable because
you get to like cash in throughout the week.
You're yeah,
like,
okay, exactly. Here's my... Yeah.
Okay.
I
love that.
I would rather put more money into my groceries and spend time cooking because I do have the time. I have the time to cook, and it's just been laziness, and it's just so much healthier for you if you are cooking your meals, and you're, like, eating less if you think about it, which for me is kind of an issue because I do, like, eat so much. Mm-hmm. Not, like, so much, but I just, like... I just love food and like
right and like sometimes like
you gotta like ring it in sometimes like,
you know what I mean? No, it's so relatable too.
Mm-hmm.
Going off of cooking, I'm about to shout out my roommate Mia. If you have roommates and, for example, I have, gosh, there's 9 of us who live in this apartment in mm-hmm. the sorority house. Mm-hmm. Our sorority house is apartment style suites. We have our own kitchens and it's a really cool like. Glimpse into like adult living while also still living with 40 girls. Please, like, I can talk about the house forever. The dynamic is so interesting and it's so fun, but let's stick to food.
Mm-hmm.
So I live with 9 of us total, including myself, and not all of us love cooking. Mm-hmm. I love cooking, but not all of us love it. And Mia is such a great cook. She loves cooking. And we do Mia Mondays. So today is Mia Monday.
Aww.
And she picks a recipe. She pools the group, the roommate group, and she's like, what do we want to eat this week? And we do a Mia Monday. She gets the ingredients, and we all Venmo her. And we all eat together, and it's so much fun.
Wait, that's so cute.
It's my favorite thing. So get your roommates in on it, too, because mm-hmm. it's cheaper.
Oh,
my,
yeah.
Our last 2 Mia Monday meals, we did, like, sweet green-inspired, like, quinoa bowls.
So good.
We did shrimp tacos. We've done, like, tostada bowls. So many different things. I think we're doing Greek food tonight, which, if you live with me, you know I, like,
Kava.
Exclusively eat tzatziki.
Mm.
Like it's dessert. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
But
like,
it's
Greek
great.
Yogurt,
I was gonna
cucumber.
Say, like, I can justify that it's good for me.
It is. Oh, yeah.
It's great. There are worse things I could be eating. And so,
for sure.
Mia Monday, the last time I think we Venmo'd her, my like portion was $4. So I just had dinner for $4. You know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
if you think about like, okay, I want to do 3 recipes at Trader Joe's and then you go to the store and you're like, I'm buying all these ingredients and I'm cooking for 1, but I have enough for 4. You're
oh, 100%.
Like, what am I going to do? So you have 3 other roommates, right? Because they're Montage or no?
2 other
roommates. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you could even go on it together, like, and it's also motivating because seeing Mia cook, I'm like, okay, I want to cook cool meals. And, like, I see what she eats and what mm-hmm. she cooks. I'm like, wait, like, I'm inspired. I'm going to chef it up this week.
Yeah.
And the healthier meals that I've been cooking honestly end up being cheaper than the ones I would have made otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So
definitely.
Surrounding yourself with people that are going to help you enforce these habits and these good practices.
I want to come to a Mia Monday.
Come to Mia Monday. Come to book club. Teach me how to make slime. I don't
Perfect.
Know.
Yeah.
We'll exchange our hobbies.
Thanks. Okay, that's actually such a good idea, though.
Oh, it's the
like
best thing
a hobby exchange.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
That's
okay.
a blog post right
so,
there.
So, that's a good one.
I'll credit you. Don't worry.
Okay, thank you. I feel like we could talk forever. But,
oh, we easily could.
But I'm just going to ask you, like, a couple questions, and it has to be, like, quick.
Like, oh, like rapid fire lightning
Yeah, there's
round.
Only going to be a couple because I feel like we've gone on for a while, and I don't want people to get too bored.
I have no gauge of how long I've been talking. Being
it's
honest.
Been 57 minutes.
You're lying.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This just goes to show that I could talk for hours.
No, exactly. Okay. So who do you think your biggest inspiration is?
Ooh, I would definitely say my parents.
Your parents? Okay. I'm not going to ask further questions or talk because...
I was going to say this is like lightning round.
Yeah, it is lightning. This one's kind of deep.
Okay.
No, wait, I don't know if I should talk about that.
Okay, okay.
No, I'm going to skip that one.
Okay.
Where do you get your fashion individuality or, like, your inspiration from?
Ooh, Pinterest, for sure. And then I would also say there's, like, a select group of influencers that I go back to. I love Hadley Green. I absolutely love Trends with Tate on TikTok. She's awesome. And thrifting. Honestly, whatever I thrift.
Okay. And... what's one quick piece of advice that you wish, like, your younger self would know about you or, like, something that you could, like, give advice about?
Oh, my gosh. No one is looking at you. Everyone is so wrapped up in their own. Can I cuss on this podcast?
Yeah.
On their own shit. Everyone is so wrapped up in their own shit, and no one's looking at you. No one cares.
So true.
Like, no one's looking at that one pimple on your chin or the hair out of place or...
if you washed your hair that day or not.
No one is looking at you. I am so, for lack of better phrasing, like, we're all a little bit self-obsessed. We're all thinking about what we look like and how we're perceived by other people.
So
no one's looking at you. No one cares. Mm-hmm. So do whatever you want.
I think that's the best way to end this podcast, honestly.
Oh, thank
you. You did amazing. Oh, my God. I'm, like, fangirling over here.
Emma, this has been an absolute pleasure.
Was it not really fun, though?
Oh, this has been a blast. Like, I could do this every single day.
I know. That's why I, like, love this stuff, because I just think I can ask people questions for hours. Maybe I should be a journalism major, but, like...
you could minor in it. It's so easy.
I was thinking about doing that. Anyway, thanks for listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank
my first guest, you killed it.
Oh, stop.
I couldn't ask for a better one.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Happy blush.
Any last words?
Please follow along with Strictly Business Casual. I'm so excited to see where this podcast goes. There's definitely definitely going to be more crossover between Help a Girl Out and Strictly Business Casual. Stay tuned for all of our future endeavors and have a great week.
Oh, you killed that. Thank you, everyone.